For more than 40 years, the Protect Kaho'olawe Ohana has been caring for the island once used by the military for training and bombing practice. The group aims to restore Kaho'olawe's natural resources and revive cultural practices. But the recent brush fire that swept across the island charred buildings and burned supplies, setting back their work.
Now we know that our field camp in Ahupu, which is on the northern side of the island, has sustained damage. We anticipate that our equipment there, that includes chainsaws, weed whackers, as well as equipment for camping, kitchen supplies, all of those things have perished.
Ohana member Anela Evans says initial estimates to replace what was lost amount to about $10,000. Despite this, Ohana member Kaliko Baker says the group views the fire as a blessing in disguise. Baker says Native Hawaiians traditionally view fire as a cleansing force, a reset button to reconsecrate the land.
The blaze may have uncovered archaeological sites and unexploded ordnance,
but the group won't know for sure until they get to the island. The fire did open up coastal areas where the group has been reestablishing a trail around the island known as the Alaloa, and fields of invasive grass have been burned away, making possible a replanting of indigenous species.
So we're hoping that, you know, the land cleared by the fire will be an opportunity for native plants, you know, everything from pili to a'ali'i to native grasses like kamanomano, to take over new ground and replenish themselves on the island.
The group's vision, she says, is that the island will one day flourish with native plant life and with native people. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.